理课堂听 class.com。
中级口译资格证书考试中级听力教程第三版，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版，第八核。
An Intermediate Course of English Listening, Third Edition.
1.
Part B, Listening Comprehension.
2. Talks and Conversations.
Directions. In this part of the test,You will hear several short talks and conversations. After each of these, you will hear a few questions. Listen carefully, because you will hear the talk or conversation and the questions only once. When you hear a question, read the four answer choices and choose the best answer to that question. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following talk. Community service is an important component of education here at our university. We encourage all students to volunteer for at least one community activity before they graduate. A new community program called One-on-One helps elementary students who've fallen behind.You education majors might be especially interested in it because it offers the opportunity to do some teaching, that is, tutoring in math and English. You'd have to volunteer 2 hours a week for one semester. You can choose to help a child with math, English, or both. Half-hour lessons are fine, so you could do a half hour of each subject 2 days a week.Professor Dodge will act as mentor to the tutors. He'll be available to help you with lesson plans or to offer suggestions for activities. He has office hours every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. You can sign up for the program with him and begin the tutoring next week. I'm sure you'll enjoy this community service and you'll gain valuable experience at the same time. It looks good on your resume too.Showing that you've had experience with children and that you care about your community. If you'd like to sign up, or if you have any questions, stop by Professor Dodge's office this week.
Questions 11. What is the purpose of this talk?
12. What is the purpose of the program described by the man?
13. What does Professor Dodge do?
14.What should students interested in the tutorials do?
Questions 15 to 21 are based on the following two talks. Well, I went away to college when I was 17. I'd never lived away from my parents before, and I was really looking forward to it. But I was also scared because I was leaving my friends behind, and I didn't know anyone when I first arrived.I lived in a really big dormitory and shared a room with two other girls. I guess the thing I learned the most was how to get along with others. You know, how to respect other people's opinions and properties. Stuff like that. At home, I'd always had my own room. This was the first time I'd had to live with other people in the same room. We were all really different. I mean, our personalities and lifestyles were completely opposite in some ways.Anyway, at first it really caused problems, but we learned how to get along living in those tight quarters. Three 17-year-olds living in one room, can you imagine? I'm surprised we survived it at all.
I think for myself, the hardest thing was learning how to manage my own time better. I used to stay up late watching TV a lot, didn't eat well, often went to class unprepared, and things like that. My grades were really suffering, and I could hardly keep my eyes open in class. It was a drag. Somehow, midway through the semester, I changed and started to do well. Organizing my time was a real challenge. In high school, I didn't have to worry. I had the same schedule every day, and at night, my parents were pushing me to study. But it's different when you go away to college. You have to learn to take responsibility for your actions. No one is going to tell you what to do. You have to figure it out for yourself.
Questions. 15. How old was the woman when she went away to college?
16. Why did she feel scared when she first arrived at the college?
17. The woman mentions that she learned several things at college. Which of the following is not one of these things?
18. Which was the most difficult thing for the man when he went away to college?
19. Which of the following statements is not true as to his performance when he first arrived at college?
20. When did he change and start to improve?
21. According to the man, what's the thing you have to learn when you go away to college?
Questions 22 to 26 are based on the following conversation. I just found out that my parents are moving.
Are you surprised?
Well, not really. They've been trying to sell their house for 6 months to a year now.
Oh, well, I thought they liked it where they were.
They do. They love it. But they're getting older. Dad wants to live in a smaller town, and Mom says she's sick and tired of the fast pace and taking care of the house, you know.
So, where are they going to move?
You're not going to believe this.
What?
They're going to Mexico. Can you believe it?
Oh my gosh, you are kidding.
Nope. They are going to San Miguel de Allende. It's this gorgeous little town in the mountains.
Wow, I've never heard of it.
It's about 150 miles northwest of Mexico City.
Wow, do your parents speak Spanish?
No, but they are going to learn.
Wow, that is a big change. Why don't they stay in the U.S.?
Well, they've always wanted to live abroad. Now that they are retired, they finally get to do it. And my dad, he adores Mexico. He's been there 6 or 7 times at least.
Wow, sounds like this is going to be quite an adventure.
It should be. And San Miguel, it is stunning. The government has made sure that there are no new buildings ever built there. So the traditional feeling of the town, well, it's been preserved. Oh, and they make pottery there, which is perfect for my mother because she collects the stuff.
Oh, that's great for her. So I guess now you're going to have a place to stay in Mexico.
Yeah.
And a place for your friends to come and visit in Mexico?
Well, if my friends are nice to me, I suppose something could be arranged. Did you have anybody in particular in mind?
Oh, very funny. So, when exactly are they moving?
In a couple of months. They have to pack up and take care of all the business here. I'm going to help them with the move. I may even try to stay a couple of months if I can swing the time.
Questions. 22. Why is the man not really surprised that his parents are moving?
23. The man mentions several reasons to explain why his parents are moving. Which of the following is not one of the reasons?
24. Where are his parents planning to move?
25. According to the conversation, which of the following statements is not true?
26. When exactly are they moving?
Questions 27 to 30 are based on the following talk.
Okay, let's talk a little bit today about Steve Jobs, founder of Apple Computer. Jobs, a college dropout, a dropout who then goes on to start a revolutionary computer company that changed the way the world perceived the computer and its role in society. Steve Jobs believed, I should say strongly believed, that the computer should and would become a tool for the everyday person. In his own words, he says, quote, "We started out to get a computer in the hands of everyday people, and we succeeded beyond our wildest dreams." And succeed he did. In 1977, the world's first mass-marketed personal computer, the Apple II, came out. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands were sold. Other companies sprang up, and by 1985, there were 38 million computers in the world. In the year 2000, that number climbed to 557 million. In millions of homes across the globe, we communicate by computer. We play games. We get and give information. We shop. We work. We organize our personal finances. All done on the personal, everyday home computer. Now, behind Jobs' belief that the computer should be made available to the everyday person was a true underlying belief in technology, that technology could be used to better our lives. The 70s saw a real revolution in technology, but people like Steve Jobs were motivated by more than just the need to be involved in the technological revolution. He wanted to shape it. Jobs believed that it was important to combine technology and art to be creative. With this kind of thinking, it's not too surprising to see why the Macintosh has become a favorite among artists, graphic designers, professionals in the publishing and video and animation industries. Jobs says, quote, "The Macintosh turned out so well because the people working on it were musicians, artists, poets, and historians, who also happened to be excellent computer scientists." So, Jobs believed in technology. He believed it could be made available to everyone, and he believed that it could be used as a tool for creativity. He was certainly a pioneer.
Questions 27. Which of the following statements is not true about Steve Jobs?
28. In which year was the first mass-marketed personal computer produced?
29. How many computers were there in the world in the year of 2000?
30. What was Steve Jobs' true underlying belief?
Part C. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
Directions. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. 1. It's very difficult to quit smoking, which is why it is better not to start smoking in the first place. Doctors often say, smoking kills.
2. Most of the people I know are interested in the proposed tax reform being debated in the Congress because they hope it will lower taxes for them.
3. If more companies provide child care facilities at work, they will really help mothers who have to work outside their homes.
4. You shouldn't be worried about making new friends. It will happen gradually. By this time next year, I'm sure you will have made many new friends.
5. There are more high school dropouts than before. Thus, there are more unqualified young people looking for jobs than there used to be. 2. Passage translation. Directions. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. You know, the one issue that I feel the strongest about is the environment. Well, maybe it's a little bit expensive to change our ways, but we have to try. We need to take care of the world we live in. So I think we can all do small things, like recycle plastics and be careful not to waste water and electricity. You know what they say? We only have one world, so we shouldn't mess it up.
2. For me, freedom of speech is very important. We should always be allowed to say what we believe, especially now. You know that people want to censor the internet. They want to limit what we have access to on our computers. Well, I don't agree with that at all. Of course, I know it's a tricky question, Where do you draw the line on what should be controlled? What limit should be placed on our freedom of speech? I suppose there have to be some limits set, but I say the fewer the better. Maybe the best thing is just to decide everything on a case-by-case basis.
Sample Test 2. Part A. Spot Dictation.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Remember, you will hear the passage only once.
Research shows we make up our minds about people through unspoken communication within 7 seconds of meeting them. Consciously or unconsciously, we show our true feelings with our eyes, faces, bodies, and attitudes, causing a chain of reactions ranging from comfort to fear. Think about some of your most unforgettable meetings, an introduction to your future spouse, a job interview, an encounter with a stranger. Focus on the first 7 seconds. What did you feel and think? How did you read the other person? How do you think he reads you? You are the message. For 25 years, I've worked with thousands who want to be successful. I've helped them make persuasive presentations, answer unfriendly questions, communicate more effectively. The secret has always been, you are the message. Others will want to be with you and help you if you use your good qualities. They include physical appearance, energy, rate of speech, pitch and tone of voice, gestures, expressions through eyes, and the ability to hold interest of others. Others form an impression about you based on these. Think of times when you know you made a good impression. What made you successful? You were committed to what you were talking about, and so absorbed in the moment, you lost all self-consciousness. Be yourself. Many how-to books advise you to stride into a room and impress others with your qualities. They instruct you to greet them with powerful handshakes and tell you to fix your eyes on the other person. If you follow all this advice, you'll drive everyone crazy, including yourself. The trick is to be consistently you, at your best. The most effective people never change from one situation to another. They are the same whether they're addressing their garden club, having a conversation, or being interviewed for a job. They communicate with their whole being. The tones of their voices and their gestures match their words.
Part B. Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short statements. These statements will be spoken only once, and you will not find them written on the paper, so you must listen carefully. When you hear a statement, read the answer choices and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now, let's begin with question number 1.
1. You thought my article on the school newspaper was right on the target, but unfortunately, based on the general response, you and I are definitely in the minority.
2. I promised to drive you to the airport next Monday, but I'm afraid that something has come up, and I'll have to attend a special meeting at work.
3. I don't know how to get to the Natural History Museum either. To tell you the truth, I'm new around here.
4. Ever since your girlfriend moved to Bridgeport, you were always driving there. You must have lost count of how many trips a week you make anyway.
5. This music of yours is not actually bothering my studying, but I'm trying to sleep now. It's almost midnight, and I'll have to get up early next morning.
6. Look at all the pollution going into the air from those factories. But with the new laws and social awareness, we'll get that under control.
7. You said you don't want to live in the dormitory next year. You need more privacy. But check out the cost of renting an apartment first, and I wouldn't be surprised if you change your mind.
8. Professor Lawrence is going to retire, but he is still going to lead a graduate seminar each semester, though.
9. You asked whether I could lend you a bicycle for a few days. Yes, I have one, but actually, it's already on loan to someone.
10. If the weather doesn't get any better, we may have to scrap our plan for this afternoon's picnic.
2. Talks and conversations.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks and conversations. After each of these, you will hear a few questions. Listen carefully, because you will hear the talk or conversation and the questions only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 answer choices and choose the best answer to that question. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Pete.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Morton.
It's nice to meet you, too. So, are you enjoying the party?
Yeah, it's great. This might be the last time I see some of these people for a long time, so I've been pretty busy. I haven't had much time to sample the food.
I know what you mean. I can't believe that all you kids are finally graduating. Donna has grown up so fast. Do you have any plans after graduation?
Well, I've applied for a teaching job overseas. I guess I'll probably find out if I get the job or not next week.
You are more adventurous than Donna. She's going to take a job right here in town, at least for the summer. After that, who knows?
Well, you might be seeing me around here for a while longer, too. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I think Dan is leaving the party. Excuse me, Mrs. Morton. I've got to talk to him before he goes.
Certainly. It was nice meeting you, Pete.
Same here.
Oh, and good luck with your job research.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Questions. 11. Where are the two people talking to each other?
12. Who is the man most probably?
13. What kind of job has the man applied for?
14. Who's leaving the party at the moment of their talking?